What does it mean to practice resurrection? What are the small things we can do to embrace the way of Jesus? Resurrection calls us all into a life that doesn't make sense. A life in which from death comes life, where the first are last. As we practice resurrection, we enter further into the moment, trusting Jesus. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Church, and welcome back to Common Prayer. It is Thursday, April 15th. It is the Thursday of Easter week, which means that all week we have been sitting in, marinating, considering, exploring the depth of resurrection and what it means for us as followers of Jesus, what it means for our current moment, all of that. And I hope that this week you've been able to do that. You know, for me this week, as I was talking with various people in different meetings and family and all that, it just felt like there's this like blah kind of week, like all of this has caught up to us a little bit. And you know, it just reminded me again, so often we relegate resurrection, we relegate Easter to a day, but man, we need resurrection. We need this kind of story, this joy, this hope, so much more than just one day out of the calendar year. And so I hope it's been a good chance for you to sit in that a little bit longer than maybe you normally would have. And I want to continue doing that. And you know, the other day I was reading the end of the Gospel of Matthew and the ascension account of Jesus. And it reminded me a little bit of something. So I just want to read this. This is Matthew 28, 16 through 20, familiar text. But it says this. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" Now, again, obviously, this is a text that's been preached many, many times, and there's lots of different stuff that we can pull from it. But what I found interesting, what struck me this time was right before Jesus gives the great commandment, you know, he says this, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And notice a few things. It doesn't say will be given to me. It doesn't read may be given to me, but rather that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. It's a matter of fact. It's something that's been completed. It's a past tense. And you know what I find so interesting is this is again after the death and the resurrection of Jesus that he declares this. So in some ways it's the resurrected Jesus who is assuming that position of authority over the created order. And he does this not through means, he does not take this authority through the means of the world, but rather in an alternative way. Right? This is after death and resurrection. This is Jesus not taking authority by use of coercion, not taking authority over domination or violence or like he does this position of authority in a fundamentally different way than the way the world works. I mean, in many ways, it's considered very backwards. Right? It's this kingdom of God where the resurrection is this inauguration of the kingdom of God right here on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus assumes this backwards way of living where from through death comes life. You know, through losing his life, he gives ultimate life. Through the first will become the last. I mean, this sort of backwards way of living, or maybe better yet, this right side way of living, not this upside down, but right side up way of living of the kingdom of God, is actually the way in which we grow into and under the authority of Jesus. Because if it's Jesus at the end of, right before he ascends to heaven, he says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And he says, "Then therefore go." So we can rest assured that as we trust Jesus as the one who has authority over heaven and earth, he says, "Then go and make disciples of all the nation." Then go, and not just making disciples, but teaching them everything I've commanded you. See, the call of a resurrection people is to both trust that Jesus is who he says he is, that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him, and then as we go and make disciples, we begin to teach and embody the very way that led Jesus to this point, the way through which laying down your life is actually how you find life, the way of life where through pouring ourselves out, through we are blessed to be a blessing. We have been and we step into death in order to give life to others. And again, Jesus' work on the cross is one that does secure salvation, that does far more than what we can do, but we still embody this way of living. I'm reminded of an author, John Howard Yoder, who once said that that the cross is not the way to the kingdom of God. It is the kingdom of God. It is through giving our lives that we find life. And Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And he says, then now go and therefore teach this way of life now. And so to be resurrection people is to embrace a way of living that doesn't make sense to the world. It's to use our very imagination to embrace a fundamentally different order of the world. It's to envision a completely upside down way of living, one of forgiveness and grace and love and justice and righteousness. All of these things that at times will look like foolishness, will look like an upside down way of living for the world. Jesus says, if you are to practice resurrection, you participate in something that just doesn't seem to make sense to the status quo. He says, that is how you begin to do this. And so today I want to just prayerfully consider the ways in which we can practice resurrection. Because the reality of resurrection is this, is that raising from the dead doesn't make sense with the way the world works. But the one, Jesus, who has all authority in heaven and earth, says this is fundamentally the way the world works. It's the way it operates. And so again, I want to take a look at this, but I want to do this, you know, we talk a lot at this level of kind of the macro, like big ideas and philosophy and all of this, but I want to get down to the micro and I want us to prayerfully consider what this means for us in our own moment. So I'm gonna guide us through a prayer. I want us to look at a prayer by an author named Wendell Berry that we'll use to help our reflection. He talks a lot about this idea of doing things that just seem to be counter of the way of the world. So I want to do that now. So why don't we begin our prayer practice? So start by taking a few deep breaths. And again, just center yourself back into this moment. I don't know what you've been through the past few days. I don't know if you're experiencing that same sort of fatigue of all of this crisis that we're in. But I want you to take a moment and come back to the present and to recognize God is here, God is with you. And we can enter this moment prayerfully. So as you take a few deep breaths, I want you to consider again the grandeur of resurrection. Consider again what it may mean for us then to practice resurrection. Now just take a moment to consider that. So again, here's a poem by author Wendell Berry that talks about how to live, how to practice this resurrection. He says this, so friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord, love the world, work for nothing. Take all that you have and be poor. Love someone that does not deserve it. Expect the end of the world. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful though you have considered all the facts. Be like the fox, who makes more tracks than necessary, some even in the wrong direction. Practice resurrection. What would it look like for you to begin to do something that doesn't compute? What would it look like for you to practice resurrection? Something that seems counter, something that seems like an alternative way in this world. I think if we're going to do this, it begins with trusting that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus, and that his backwards way of living may actually be the way the world operates. So spend a moment and just think about, where is your trust? Is your trust in that? That all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal where your trust lies. And then as you consider where your trust lies, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, what are the ways in which we can practice resurrection today? Something that doesn't compute. Maybe as we're in this shelter in place, maybe the thing, the way to practice resurrection for you is to forgive when your spouse seemingly doesn't deserve it. Maybe it means waking up each morning with hope and gratitude in the midst of a cultural moment where it doesn't seem like there is any. Maybe for you to practice gratitude, it means you extend grace to your child, to your roommate, as they just continue to get on your last nerve. Maybe to practice resurrection for you, it means you need to go for a walk and remember the beauty of every day, even though things seem so dreary. Maybe to practice resurrection, to do something that doesn't compute, means that you just do an act of kindness for those that you live with. Maybe it's making a phone call, sending a text message, expressing love and gratitude for someone. Maybe for you, it just simply means that you need to love and keep on loving, even though it may not make sense. This backwards way of living can only happen when we trust that Jesus is in fact the one with authority all of heaven and earth, and that we embody this way of Jesus that seems like foolishness to the status quo. So church, may we rest in the truth that the way of Jesus has been ratified by the rising and the resurrection of his body, that all authority has been given to him, and therefore may we be confident that we too are called to practice resurrection in our own lives right in the midst of all of this. And finally, church, may we live in contradictory ways, in ways that don't seem to make sense, because we love and we forgive and we extend grace, because we have been loved, we have been forgiven, and we have been extended grace. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.